It's May 18th, nearing the end of Easter season. We begin with a passage from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 11, which reads, "If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Duquesne University of the Holy Spirit is a private Catholic research university located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In 1967, university students participating in a weekend offering at a nearby retreat center, the Ark and the Dove, were baptized in the Holy Spirit. This event, commonly referred to as the Duquesne Weekend, initiated the charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church. The movement soon spread to other college campuses, including the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, Michigan State University in East Lansing, and the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Those baptized in the Holy Spirit described an experience of love of the Father and a personal relationship with Jesus for the first time. They had a hunger to read the Word of God, to be close to the sacraments, and witness to others. Since the Duquesne Weekend, more than 50 years ago, there are more than 100 million people connected with the Catholic charismatic renewal around the globe, using unique charisms to answer the call to the new evangelization. We turn now to our scripture. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then empty too is our preaching, empty too your faith. Then we are also false witnesses to God, because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise if in fact the dead are not raised. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. It's striking to see how Paul bases his argument on the real bodily resurrection of Christ. Sometimes we see this not as the proof, but as the problem. Was Christ really raised from the dead? Was the tomb really empty? And if it was, did some disciples steal the body? For Paul and the early Christians, these two questions presented no problem. Some had seen the risen Christ, and Paul himself was one of them. Others heard about it from those who had seen the risen Christ. Think about it. These people who had encountered the risen Lord were not the type easily duped, least of all Paul. I might start my quiet reflection today on this very point. Have I, in my thoughts about death, and we all think about our death, taken seriously and personally the fact that Christ went through death to risen bodily life? Is Christ really still alive? Do I receive him not just as memory, but his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist? Does Christ really send his Spirit upon me, present with me all day, all night? Is Christ really, really, mind you, present with me now? Which is to say, I'm not alone in this room. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.